5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, February 10th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 again today, Russia and Ukraine. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova is really good at her job, by which I mean she wields words as weapons, which is what a good spokesperson does. She gave an exclusive interview to RT on Tuesday, and she pointed out in no uncertain terms that the United States Army is occupying Germany. Our military forces are still in Germany, some 30,000 soldiers there, and they've been there for more than 75 years, since the end of World War II, which she said is, in no uncertain terms, by any definition, a military occupation. She pointed this out in the context of commenting on U.S. President Joe Biden's claim or threat to shut down the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia to Germany if Russia doesn't comply with NATO's demands to stand down regarding Ukraine. Now, this led to a very awkward moment in front of the press because German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is not quite ready to say we want to shut down that gas pipeline if Russia doesn't play ball, because Germany knows it gets a big chunk of its energy, which keeps the lights on and the buildings heated, from Russia. About half of Germany's natural gas consumption is delivered by Gazprom via pipelines. So this is why Germany made the deal with that pipeline with Russia in the first place. So, yeah, it's a little bit awkward for us to accuse Russia of ambitions of empire when we have soldiers that have been stationed in nations that surrendered to us more than 75 years ago. Meanwhile, Russia has sent 6 warships toward the Black Sea from the Mediterranean. This is ahead of large-scale naval drills. They said these are pre-planned, but of course the timing is still awkward as tensions over Ukraine are still very high. Meanwhile, NATO saying it's mulling, considering a longer-term military deployment, troop deployment, in Eastern Europe. Topic number 4, Dems are dropping mandates. Democrat-led states increasingly dropping mask mandates. On Wednesday, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy tweeted, "We are not going to manage COVID to zero." His state unwinding mask mandates that have been in place since the since the beginning of the pandemic. Delaware's Governor John Carney announced Monday the state will lift its indoor mask mandates as of Friday. California health officials said Monday that state will lift its indoor mask mandate as of February 15th. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced during a news briefing Monday that its mask mandates for schools and child care centers will end February 28th. And the Massachusetts Department of Education said Wednesday it will lift its school mask mandates on February 28th as well. So what is going on here? Why are all these blue states suddenly dropping their mandates? Well, CNN's medical expert and former president of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Liana Wen, said on CNN Monday that the mask mandates are no longer necessary, in part because the science has changed. The science has changed. Dr. Wen did not say what science specifically had changed or what science there was that showed that masks actually worked in the first place. No, what has really changed here are the poll numbers. Democrats have finally read the room and realized they're on the wrong side of this issue. So I suppose you could say if it's political science we're talking about, yeah, in that sense, the science has changed. But the actual science, case in point, Los Angeles County, which announced its mask mandate here, 95% masking compliance here, and Omicron. I suppose that sharp spike at the far right of the chart would have been much, much worse had it not been for all the masks. I'm joking, of course. And this is how the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, does the science trademark. CDC ran a study in California from here. Study period began here. Study period ended here. That's how they concluded that masks work. They left out that part on the right end of the chart. That is the science trademark. Topic number 3, you might be a threat to the government. This is according to the new National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin, which was issued by the Department of Homeland Security on Monday. According to the bulletin, and I'm quoting now, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false or misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. False or misleading narratives and conspiracy. The false narrative is in the eyes of the beholder here. The government now says misleading narratives are the most dangerous contributor to potential terror attacks against the United States. The next sentence in the bulletin, quote, these threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction, to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions, to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence, end quote. Look, there is nothing that we can do on this program, nothing that, say, Joe Rogan could do to undermine our confidence in government institutions than what the government itself has done over the last year. I'm sorry. A federal agency says that to undermine public trust in government institutions is now considered tantamount to terrorism. Welcome to the new world. We are threats to national security. Topic number two. Robot dogs at the border. Let's hope it doesn't lead to this. Robotic dogs may soon be deployed along the southern border to help the Border Patrol in maintaining some semblance of order along our border with Mexico. Ghost Robotics has provided these prototypes to the Border Patrol. They re-engineered an earlier version of their robotic dog, one that they had created and fitted out with a rifle. It was an armed robot dog. Now, there's no evidence that the Department of Homeland Security is testing armed robot dogs in this new program, but you have to wonder, has no one in the government seen either Black Mirror or the rebooted version of War of the Worlds, which is currently on Epix, both of which show some really scary armed robot dogs? This is from the Epix version. This is dystopian, but we are moving into an era where this is going to become normal. What activists call LAWS, lethal autonomous weapons systems. There have been some already deployed on the battlefields in Libya, and Israel has begun using autonomous robotic armed systems along the border with Gaza. This, not to be afraid, but just to be aware, is where the minds inside our government, governments of the world, that is, are thinking these days. Coming up, I wish this was a joke, free crack pipes from the federal government. Free crack pipes from the federal government. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new, never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy, and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment, plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior, and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on Disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the First Advent and Second Coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, and I will say again, I wish I was joking, but I'm not. Free crack pipes, courtesy of the federal government, but it's to fight racial inequity, so I guess that's okay. In the name of harm reduction, the substance abuse arm of the Department of Health and Human Services will begin providing funds to distribute safe smoking kits so that illicit drug users can smoke crack cocaine and crystal meth more safely. Because, you know, cracked pipes can cause infection, apparently. This is under the oversight of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Agency. They've allocated $30 million for its harm reduction program grant. This includes funding for syringe exchanges, the opioid reversal drug naloxone, test kits to detect fentanyl, and safe smoking kits and supplies. This is something new, providing taxpayer dollars, federal taxpayer dollars, for paraphernalia to smoke illegal drugs. Well, the Justice Department announced Monday that it may allow safe injection sites to open up around the country. There are a couple in the San Francisco, for example, has one. These would be safe havens for drug users to shoot heroin or smoke crystal meth, crack cocaine, without the risk of being infected. Or arrested, that is. No word as to what the drug dealers who are selling them their stuff will do as they gather around these sites. I mean, the users are all gathering there, and no doubt those who supply the illegal drugs will also congregate there. Here's the thing. Applicants for the safe smoking kits will get priority if they serve underserved communities like African Americans, Native Americans, or LGBTQ people. Apparently, they just don't have access to as high a quality of crack pipe as white Americans. This is where we are in America today. Well, SkyWatch TV's magazine is available for free. The brand new February issue just posted online. But because of the cost and availability of paper for printing, we are now making it an e-magazine. It is an electronic file, a PDF document. You've got a PDF reader on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, desktop computer. And this is an enhanced PDF. It's internally linked, so you tap or click on the link for an article. It'll take you right to it, and so on. You can find it in the right-hand column at the website, skywatchtv.com. Or just by pointing the camera on your smartphone or tablet at this QR code, that'll bring up the link and take you directly to the page for our magazine archives. Again, SkyWatch TV's e-magazine, free, available right now, skywatchtv.com or through the QR code on your screen. During the month of February, our gift for your gift, our thank you for your gift, is the groundbreaking book, Dead Pets Don't Lie. Joe Horn and Donna Howell did some amazing investigative research for this book. It's been out about 6 years, but if you have not yet read it and you have a dog or a cat especially, you really want to get this book because you need to know what is going into the food you are serving your pets. It may shock you. And if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send it to you as our thanks for your gift of any amount. You determine the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of February, this will be our thank you to you. And again, if you're a pet owner, dog or cat especially, this will be a blessing to you. You can find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go to our store's website, skywatchtvstore.com, or call us during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com is where you find cutting-edge Christian documentaries like the award-winning Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, or the award-winning Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, the documentary that really started Skywatch TV's documentary film division back in 2016. This is, again, a Telly Award-winning documentary. Gans Shimura, the director of that film, did a fantastic job putting it together. Got the viewpoints from those who are in support of the transhumanist movement and those who are warning what its goals are, finally. That's just one of the films available for instant access in full HD. You can get our films stream live or stream them immediately, I should say, for as little as $3. You can find out more at skywatchfilms.com. Again, skywatchfilms.com. Skywatch TV's tour of Israel, slated for next spring, March 19th through 30th. Sharon and I, glad to host once again, honored to host, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Ali Henson, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porad. He will join us from Tel Aviv, and we will take you on a tour of the Holy Land, essentially a rolling conference across the Holy Land. And please take advantage of the additional 3-day optional extension over to Jordan, as we will take you to Petra, a bucket list item if ever there was one. And the view from Mount Nebo, will explain why it was historically and prophetically significant. That's the view of the battlefield of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. We'll explain when we get there, but don't miss it. This is a tour like no other. We've got a sample itinerary posted on the website and a place for you to sign up as well. Just reserve your spot. Lipkin Tours, they've been very gracious. We've had to reschedule the tour 3 times now, and those who could not accommodate the new dates, full refund of the deposit. So if we have to change it again or something comes up between now and then, there is no risk to you. You can find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. As we approach the great final battle of the age, the military guide to Armageddon is more and more relevant. Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson join us for our broadcast show this week. Joe Horn, Tom Horn hosting, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program at skywatchtv.com/channels. But it's posted right now, and if you've got our app for Roku or Apple TV, you can watch it right. Well, wait till I'm done here. But then you can click the remote, and we'll broadcast on your schedule. Of course, the app for Apple TV and Roku gets you all of our video content, just like our mobile app. The free mobile app is a download for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. Gets you all of our video content, the weekly show, daily news updates, Unraveling Revelation, Simply His, Return to Eden, the Bible's greatest mysteries, all of that right in your smartphone or tablet. If you've got a relatively recent smart TV compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, you can fling the video from your mobile device to the big screen, no wires needed, and not only that, you're also getting free excerpts, chapter-length excerpts from my brand new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. It's under the News tab on that mobile app, which also includes this calendar of upcoming events. We've got links to the app stores for the various versions, so you can find it quickly at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.